Joshua, what does that result mean today? What's that resonated through the dressing room like in there?
No, it was an amazing feeling, beating Chelsea away, and then 6 days later, United at home. So it's an amazing feeling.
And for you to get the winner, particularly as a former Manchester United lad, what did that mean?
Yeah, it means a bit more than normal, but obviously a goal is a goal, and I just want to help the team getting points and climbing up that table and hopefully staying in the league for next season.
Let's talk about the two goals, because set pieces have proved profitable for the team. You scored from a corner at Chelsea last week. Junior, obviously, he's not going to take too much credit for the first one, is he?
I don't know if we've practiced Junior's goal before. I think that's just a bit of luck, but he's got a hell of a right foot, and I'm not surprised that he scored it. I would have probably put a bet on that he would score it one time this season. But it's good to get goals. I think the lads have done brilliant from the start of the season, and sometimes you need luck, and I think we had a bit of luck against Everton, scoring that in the 98th minute. And since then, I think the boys picked up a lot of confidence and belief, and we build on that from and up to the Chelsea game and up till now to the United game. We just have to keep going, because I think we proved today that, or we proved the last 2 weeks that we're good enough to play in this league.
Must be satisfying when some of your work on the training ground, though, comes off as well as it did for your goal, because you managed to get away from Daley Blint and find a bit of space.
Not going to lie, this is the first time I've scored on that piece. I've tried it a couple of times in training and not gone in, so it's funny that it actually worked in the game, but so good timing.
In terms of the mentality amongst the squad now, presumably with two results like this, you go into every game now thinking you can beat everybody in the Premier League, can't you?
No, I don't think you should underestimate anyone in this league. I think that Every week is a tough game, no matter who you play, and you should never underestimate your opponent. We got West Brom next week away, which is a very tough game. So we don't go into any game thinking we should win every game. We focus on ourselves and hard work and in training every week, and obviously the gaffer and the staff will put down the info for us, what we need to know for every game, and we just work towards that and try and do our best and give 110%.
The league table will look a lot better when you pick up the paper tomorrow, because 6 points back-to-back takes you up to 14th now above Chelsea, which has just got you a bit of a buffer between you and the bottom three.
Yeah, it's obviously, when you're in the bottom three, it's obviously a bit more pressure when you play games, and especially playing against the top teams. But obviously, now that we've climbed out of that relegation zone, that it's good for the boys, and we can be more relaxed when we play games, and probably the pressure's gone off a bit.
The manager talked about the physical and the mental fatigue that these games take out of you. You just came off holding your hamstring. How serious is it?
I felt a bit tired. I've done my hamstring four times before, so I know when to stop. And if I played on, it probably would have gone. But for now, it's just a bit tight.
So a precaution, because you've obviously got into full flow in recent matches, so you don't want to do anything that's going to halt that.
Yeah, it was just precaution.
Finally, going to West Brom next week, as you say, that's pre-Christmas. December was a big month on paper. When you look at some of the games you've got, Arsenal just after Christmas as well to come up. But Christmas is a pretty good time to get your momentum going, isn't it? Because the games come very quickly.
Yeah, the games come very quickly. I think we've got the game on the 26th and the 28th, so the boys have to be up for it. And recovery is very important. But yeah, that's football. I've been in the Championship for 2.5 years now, and the games there are even worse. And you've got back-to-back games, Saturday, Tuesday, but we just have to get used to it. It's football, and that's what we signed up for.